Günstig ohne App. Bei Aldi gibt es einen Preis für alle. Diese Woche Bio-Joghurt mit Crispy Müsli, 150 Gramm für nur 89 Cent. Oder Iglo-Rahmspinat, 750 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Entdecke weitere Angebote in deinem Aldi Nord. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, a one-man band, plus Bugs Bunny and Jess Hooker on Zoom. It's all coming up right after this.
Hello, friends. I'm Chick McGee, and when I decided to do the Off the Air podcast,
it was because I told him to.
That's right. Jess is here, too. It's the return of the Off the Air podcast. We call it Off the Air, OTA. And the only way you can get it, though, is to become a Bob and Tom VIP. And not only do you get our swell podcast, you get a Bob and Tom podcast every
now and then. You get the VIP access. You get to watch it on the camera. Not only do you get to watch the show every morning, but you get to watch our podcast live on Tuesdays.
Noon on Tuesday, we do it live, and you can stream it and call people over to your desk and go, look at these clowns. They got a podcast. Maybe we should do it. Who knows?
Or you could just tell your friends about it and they could become a VIP instead of mooching off yours.
Yeah, don't let anybody mooch off yours. Don't let them mooch off yours.
No mooching.
Do it now.
Time now for the guy who'd rather watch 24 than have sex.
What you doing, baby?
I'm watching 24. Everything happens in real time.
Yeah? Shut off that TV and I'll show you a real good time.
Okay. The heck with 24. Let's do it. Oh, yeah, right there.
This has been the guy who likes 24 a lot.
Oh, I see.
Frankly, he'd rather have sex.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
We have Jess Hooker joining us from her house. Hey, Jess. Oh, wait a minute. Uh-oh. I can't hear you.
Oh, sorry. There we are.
I have a house full of people, so I was muted until you guys were ready for me.
Hi, Jess.
Aren't you glad you can mute the house full of people?
Well,
put on those headphones and get away.
For your sake, yeah.
Yes, okay. All right, okay. There's Ace. As we said, coming up, the Ace Cosby joke of the day. Chick is back from a little bit of a heart procedure.
Yep, they put one in.
We have fun, don't we?
Never gets old. Till the autopsy when they just take it out. And give it a quick look-see.
Oh,
sure, they'll weigh it. And
dark all of a sudden here.
Are you guys donating your bodies to science after you die?
No.
I'm an organ donor, but
right.
Yeah,
I'm an organ donor, but not my whole body.
Driver's license, I am, yeah.
Well, I already donated part of mine. You ever heard of that Locks of Love? It's a very similar program.
He's just too large. Yeah, and so he had cut off a couple feet.
I'm a boner donor. I was
by myself. All right.
Let's see, who else is here? Oh, there's Christy Lee.
Hi.
That's Josh. And then my son Willie is right back there. Hey, Willie.
How's it going? You're having a fun morning, aren't you?
We are. Willie is in the room formerly known as the Nuremberg Suite. We got to get a new name for that thing.
Please.
Right now.
Did you hear what Willie? It's not just me. Did you hear Willie?
The man in the glass booth. And I know it wasn't Nuremberg. We've been windbagged on that. But right now it's time to forget your troubles.
Come on.
Get happy.
Come on. Let's all look at observations about contemporary culture brought to you by OmahaSteaks.com with Ace Cosby.
It's time to stare at your listening device.
We have a lot of deer around here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I saw the oddest thing the other day.
Oh.
A man was trying to put a jet engine on the deer.
Oh, that's very strange. Ooh.
Yeah, he was trying to make a fast buck.
The setup's as good as the punch on that one. I love that one.
No.
Oh, you disapprove,
no,
huh?
No.
You strongly disapprove.
No, I strongly disagree.
Let's examine this joke. It opens up with Ace saying we have a lot of deer around here.
Yes.
And relatable. We do. I mention them all the time, and Chick always gets mad.
No, see, once again, you don't hear me when I tell you things, so why? I don't get.
So the other
you
day.
You texting us and telling that, I just saw a deer, 3 hours before the show starts doesn't do anyone any good other than you telling people, I'm here. I don't know where you people are, but I'm already at work. Blah, 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 blah.
I just don't want you to take that corner, go under that bridge, and there's when that deer stand. They might be standing there all morning, not a lot of traffic till we come in.
Well, they're not roving street toughs.
I'll talk to you, Jess. Yes. I'll talk. Wouldn't it be great if one morning Chick hit the deer?
Wouldn't it be great?
No.
Well,
now let me just take this one step further.
Okay.
Wednesday morning, it's 5 of 6. We're about to start the show.
Yes.
Chick local listings might be something.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Chick comes out to me and he goes, "I'm having an issue. I think I better go to the hospital." So I said, right. "Let's get someone to drive you there." No. No. I'll drive myself.
Wrong decision.
No. And I said, no, we can have Mark drive you. I can drive you. Anybody. We'll have somebody drive you. We were going to have Ace drive him, but he wouldn't have gotten there until yesterday. Asaph makes me look like Parnelli Jones.
He does drive very cautiously.
What if, let's just say for this scenario, it's still dark outside. Chick gets in his car, hits the deer, and then sadly doesn't get to the hospital.
Oh, God.
Can fright cause a heart attack? Like, if you're already on the verge, can you hit a deer and perhaps?
I would think so.
I know that they say that a lot of snake bites, the death is from a heart attack, not from the poison.
Oh, wow.
Because the people are so frightened. So who knows?
So people fall out of windows, they also have a heart attack before they hit the ground? Right?
I've heard that's a total myth.
Is that
really?
A myth?
Yeah.
How would they
know? I have talked to medical professionals.
Okay.
Willie, have you gotten him anything for Father's Day yet? Yeah.
What the hell would I get him? There's nothing you can get him.
You're right.
You could wash your car.
Okay, I'll wash my car. Well, this is I drove all the way down here. He's getting made fun of. Pretty fun morning.
You know, we're talking about Chick's health and whatnot, and whether or not being scared can actually cause a. Right. Well, this person writes, and Troy would like to know.
Oh, Troy
says, "Dear Chick,
yeah,
glad to hear that you're doing all right. Thank However, you. I'm curious how you convinced the doctor to sign off for you to go back to work." When they found out that you work with Tom, I'm sure that would be considered a major health hazard for someone with heart problems. I hope you continue doing better.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes. That's very kind. Yes, this coming from a man who wants to be. Josh just revealed his big secret. He wants to learn how to be a one man band.
Oh boy, do I! Yeah,
I guarantee we're going to get an email from someone who does this, and they'll be happy to train you.
Excellent.
What's the famous? I think it's Rich Hall. The great comedian, and Rich has been in here a couple times, he said, if you play guitar and harmonica at the same time like Bob Dylan or Neil Young, you're a genius. Put cymbals on your knees, you're a joke. Can you imagine if Bob Dylan got out there, this is a song about Hattie Carroll. he put a couple cymbals on his knees.
So funny.
That would be.
Why didn't he do that?
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, because it would be.
If there's anybody that would do it, it would be Dylan.
Yeah.
Mm. Ladies and gentlemen, the greatest one man band ever, Bugs Bunny. That's right.
Sounds like your sports theme.
A little bit.
You like it?
I like it. He has to pretend that he.
Yes, sir.
That's where you can't get mad.
That's right. Yeah.
Bugs
Bunny.
I can't think of any songs where I like the guy strapping on the harmonica thing.
You ever like that?
Oh. You ever have a strap on?
No. And remember the famous David Letterman skit where he's the harmonic holder and he puts a ear of corn in there? That's funny.
You thought that was funny, didn't you?
Oh, that's hilarious.
He loves it.
There's something about the one-man band thing that you kind of become a joke.
Oh, it's one of the more obnoxious things ever.
What if could a one man band pull off
like a good song,
like really great songs?
Right? Is there a good one man band cover song of?
Well, I mean, I've seen guys do it with digitally.
Yeah, like a loop pedal situation.
Yeah.
Right.
Who's that woman that does the cherry horse?
Wild Horse in a Cherry Tree. She was on the show.
Katie Tunstall
does it. Yeah. She does a great thing with that's involving loops and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just can't see someone. I can't see Eric getting up there taking out his acoustic Martin guitar.
He doesn't know you.
This is a little thing called little tears in heaven, and all of a sudden he's got those knee cymbals on. It's going to take away the dignity of the art.
Sure. Maybe yeah. Down on the Corner by Creedence.
Yeah, that lends itself to a one-man band sort of.
I love that song.
Willie and the Po' Boys?
Yeah. Willie and the Po' Boys. That's a good sandwich, a Po' Boy.
Also could be a...
I can't order one of those.
Why?
You can't order a Po' Boy?
Why not?
You can't don't like say Po' Boy.
Because you can't say that.
Yeah, I'd sound ridiculous saying
I'll have a Po' Boy.
Excuse me, sir.
I'd like a Po' Boy, please.
Po' Boy.
Was this restaurant regional or not? Po' Folks?
Yeah, I remember that.
I've okay. seen the signage, yes.
Yeah, I don't know if they're around. Yeah,
they're not
yeah,
around here.
Mo' Folks didn't do as well.
Well.
Po' Folks, Mo' Folks.
People were intimidated by that.
Yeah, they were, yeah.
Sorry. Now, Chickster had some heart pain. Once again, you've got a history of heart, of minor issues in that area or major.
Why don't you take care of yourself?
Never had a heart attack. Boy, I'm getting closer, though. I'll tell you that.
No, so Wednesday morning, you went to the hospital, and they ended up putting yet another stent in.
Yep.
Now, have you kept track of how many of those you have in there?
I think I've had 6.
No. Well, I can tell you that you've had 8 since I've been around.
Now, Jess, am I correct?
I'm if
he gets 10, the 11th one's free, right?
Yeah,
we've got the punch card.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Just,
Jake writes in and wants to know.
Oh,
I'm sort
okay.
of paraphrasing his statement here.
Yeah.
When you were talking to the doctors, did you have them refer to you as doctor as well? Because you are the sports,
doctor. Well, doctor.
From one doctor to another.
From one doctor to another. Professional courtesy, of course. Doctor.
Did you say, how about ya?
No, but Dwight, my anesthesiologist, I think he was the anesthesiologist. Or was that Amy? I forget. Anybody. Anyway, the guy named Dwight, who's hanging around in the procedure theater, said, how about you?
Nice. Well, good one. Got everything worked out. Now, when they do this surgery, it's my understanding they go in just below your groin.
Right.
They stick some tubes in there with cameras and stuff, and they're looking around and poking around.
Really? I have another one scheduled, actually, coming up here in 4 or 5 weeks.
Oh, you get the 9th one, huh?
And...
I wonder if you could maybe bump it up a little bit and get 2 in while they're in there.
And I exceeded
maybe put
my
one
rate.
In just in case the next one goes.
They probably just should take it all out and put all brand new in. You would think probably. No, they're going to go through my wrist this next time.
Wow.
Oh. They've already told me that, and I don't know how they do it, but they say it's easier, quicker. Recovery time, and it'll only be outpatient, Josh.
Okay.
Oh. So I'm doing it on a Friday, come out Friday afternoon, back to work Monday.
It's not your whacking wrist, is it?
Do you get to pick which one?
I don't know. I guess your left wrist would be closest to the heart, right?
Mm-hmm.
From this way.
Are they doing this because there's too much scar tissue in your groin, and they have to go through the wrist? Or
I don't know.
Fair question. They don't want to shave you again.
Yeah, they don't want any main part of that. That's
now, if you knew you were going in again, would you shave yourself so you're ready?
No, I would not.
You like to let them get a look at
If they buy a ticket to the amusement park, they're getting all the ride.
There you go. Yeah, you
don't want to. Right.
But
hey, when the bill comes for this, will you see if they charge an esthetician or if they have a nurse do it?
Oh.
You think? I don't know.
I think they probably have a nurse do it, right?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Were you awake during the shaving?
Yes.
Did they use shaving cream?
I had gotten my relaxing juice, though.
Oh.
Isn't that the best?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That is good.
I so did not care about anything.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Now, how many pills do you have to take now every day?
5.
And you're going to take them, right?
Yeah, that's a two-part question. How many are you supposed to take, and how many are you actually going to take?
Well, there's been some controversy about this. I stopped taking my pills, and that brought this on. That's not true.
Oh.
This was a brand-new blockage.
No, it's a brand-new blockage because you stopped taking the medication.
That's right. Yeah. Okay, that's another way to look at it.
So we clarified that, you jackass. So now we have to keep the pills here so I can just make sure you take them in the morning?
No, we don't. No.
I've heard that in lieu of taking your medication, you can just eat a bratwurst.
Yeah.
With butter.
That's a great idea. Steamed in beer?
Boil
it
in butter.
Steamed in beer.
Buttered brat.
Buttered brat.
On a butter bun?
Chick, I know you're not a pot guy. This could be a pretty good time for you to get into weed, maybe. I don't know.
I like the edibles.
Well, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you ask the doctor about alcohol and drugs? Did that come up? He didn't mention this?
Not this time. I kind of said that I haven't. I haven't really. I don't know how real I haven't had.
What did Jess?
Alcohol for quite a while.
You had a conversation with the physician. What did he or she? It's a gentleman. I guess.
It's a he. Yep.
Did he give some parameters on alcohol use?
2 to 3 glasses a week, or wait, 1 to 2 glasses a week.
I'm sorry.
Glasses of vodka?
Did you say per week?
Yeah. There's servings. Yeah, a week.
Oh, okay.
Not the hour following the show in the entire week.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, of course, he goes, unless it's been a particularly hard day with Tom, and all bets are off.
Bottoms up. Huh?
Yeah. Right.
Down the hatch.
Well, that liquor store delivery kid just realized, I need a side gig.
Yeah.
Here we go. Dear Bob and Tom Show.
But there's more.
last December, I was at a holiday fundraiser. The entertainment was a one-man band. This is from Catherine, writing from Alabama. She goes, I've had knee surgery that was less painful. Rudolph will never be the same. Catherine, I had knee surgery, too, and I'll never forget. Oh, this isn't going to be too bad. I remember I was on our vacation. I was on crutches for 2 weeks. Hurt like hell.
I don't think I've ever seen a one-man band in person.
I don't think I have either. And I looked it up, and I couldn't find one for hire.
The classic one-man band is the guy with, he's got like a banjo and a kazoo holder.
Right.
And knee cymbals.
Sometimes an accordion.
Hits his elbow.
Playing a drum, a kick drum.
Right. Yeah, big drums on his back.
Yeah.
Sometimes an umbrella to shade him.
Right. And if it's a really good one, a monkey.
A monkey?
You sure? Well,
That's not a one-man band.
Yeah, why not?
No, the monkey collects the money. Like, he doesn't have to play anything. Yeah. He just runs around and takes everybody's money.
Busking.
Has anybody ever owned one of those monkeys playing cymbal toys?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wham, wham, wham. Didn't we?
Yes.
Yes, we absolutely had one in here.
It's probably in a box somewhere.
Oh, no.
There's that kind of stuff.
Daniel Clay, one-man band video. And he has a keyboard that he carries with him.
Wow.
He plays out in front of him. Look at that jackass.
Look at this man.
Looks like he's good.
Looks like he's good, Tom.
Well, he's doing one of your least favorite things, Tommy. He has his hat on backwards.
Okay. Yeah,
that's right. Oh, look at this idiot. I love it. I saw a one-man band in person, and I lost my mind.
He's got the bass drum on his back.
Yeah.
I was laughing. Cheap.
How does he trigger that? Is that a foot motion? Or?
Okay, the instruments.
It has to be, right?
Sometimes his arm, I think, too.
This is the official one-man band rig.
Okay.
Kick drum.
Yeah.
Snare drum.
Yeah.
Splash cymbal.
Sure, sure. You got to have your splash.
Now, the snare drum, that's controlled by a cable from your right heel. And a kick drum cable from your left heel.
Wow.
Splash cymbal cable from your left upper arm.
How much? Are they selling this?
A guitar, a MIDI keyboard, harmonica, kazoo.
Oh, this is rough.
And a pocket trumpet.
All this stuff is triggered by motion of various.
Yes.
This guy has a seizure.
How much is it?
Sounds like the.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did, and I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.